Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
95667.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Virginia Burns.
All right, thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
2822 Goldcrest in Placerville, California. 95667.
Thank you. I have located this account. This is a free welcoming gift, the neck massager. We're joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So it looks like you paid the $11.94 for shipping and handling, and that $56.95 is the membership fee. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I called and spoke to a Jonah just, on the 25th. Well, when did I speak to her? I just spoke to her a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I see that. Right.
And the thing is that I never joined anything, period. And I haven't received anything, and I told her this. And I wanted to get my money returned, the $56.95, and she said that she couldn't do it. But then she said, well, I'll use my employee discount or something. And she said that she would return refund $39.86. And I figured, okay, fine, that's better than nothing. Now I just checked my bank account, and you've overdrawn me because you turned around and took out another $56.95.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I see here. And as she did cancel the account and also issued a refund for $39.86. All right, so on the 6th of February, there's a $11.94 charge. And then on the 10th of February, there was an attempt for $56.95, but it was declined. On the 11th, it was successful, and that cancellation just happened to be the same day that the charge posted. Let me see here.
Well, I don't show that it was declined the first time. It went through and out of my bank. Let me see. Let me find it.
Well, some people, they see the declines, so I just go ahead and mention that. Of what I see on my end.
Okay, let me, I'm trying to find it. Okay, I see the refund for $39.86. That I see. That hit yesterday. Let me see, where did that $56.95 go? You're saying on the 6th,
On the 6th was the original charge, the $11.94.
Okay. $11.94, where are you? Yeah, okay. That I see. And it says extreme boost, whatever that is.
Okay.
And then... that, okay, so that's the $11.94 on the 7th. Yeah, okay, fine. Hold on, my computer decided to, okay, there. Oh, crud. No, I don't want that. There. It started to update on me, and I had to stop it, so excuse me.
Okay.
Where'd it go? I gotta find it again. Dang it. Oh, okay. I'm showing it just on the 12th.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It coming out, but that should be returned.
Was that should be returned? The 56?
Yep, 56.95. That was never approved in the first place. You guys are trying to take money from me that was not approved. I haven't received merchandise. I tried to tell her this in the first place.
Okay. So the refund of $39.86 was towards that $56. 95.
I understand that.
Okay.
But looks like evidently it had hit twice, so it overdrew my bank account. So.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a second charge. Tell me the dates that you see the charges for 56, 56,
95. Let me try to find it now. Dang it, come here. On the 7th?
Nope, I'm not seeing that.
I got a $56 charge, says on the 7th. Gonna have to investigate that one more.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that should be a good one. Okay, it looks like somebody else is trying to take money out. Titan Mine Club, and that is what is overdrawing. They've tried twice now, and they've both went through. I didn't catch them. So
okay.
Another company is trying to take money out. And the only thing I can think of is that they're hitting, because this is all on the East Coast, I don't know how they're getting my bank information, but they're withdrawing money without my permission.
Okay, so definitely call the bank, ask for the merchant's telephone number for that charge. But this account is all canceled. And I checked the status of that neck massager. It's not giving me a delivery date. It is still on the way. It looks like on the 13th, it is still in transit. So I would expect that neck massager within the next. And I do have a tracking number if you need it. Let me see.
Yeah, because she said, well, go ahead and keep it out of your, inconvenience. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, I never ordered the thing in the first place. I know nothing about it. I don't know anything about a club. What's it called, Prime? What is your club called again?
Now, this is for a consumer gadget club. It buys you a
$125. I'm sorry.
That's
when
okay.
I pull it up on my account, it says Extreme Boost. So I don't know what
okay.
that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it'll show up on your card statement, but it is for an online shopping discount store.
And I never ordered that.
Okay, so do you feel this is a fraudulent charge?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so I'll get you over to the fraud department. If you'll hang in there 1 second.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. In just a second here, I'm going to place you on hold, but I'm
okay.
waiting for that transfer.
Okay. I'm still here.
Okay. right, so I have everything notated. So I'm going to go ahead and have you transferred over to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support, and please remain on the line.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honey, can you bring my coffee up?